Oh, no, no, I couldn't have. We talked about it. I think I needed 2 years of injury to get the red medical shirt, so I couldn't get the red shirt, so we just decided to just do the surgery and get it out the way.
Did you, how strongly did you consider playing through it and getting the surgery later?
Well, I tried many a time, you know, in practice. I went through practices with it, and it was very painful. I tried to play through it, but Coach Turner, you know, he said I wasn't the same back, that I should just get it taken care of and just weigh out my options after that.
What was the date of your surgery?
August 22nd.
Why did the doctors not do the surgery in the spring? What did they tell you?
Excuse me?
Why did the doctors not do the surgery in the spring? What did they tell you?
I can't hear.
Why did the doctors...
Why did they not do it?
Why did the doctors not do the surgery in the spring? What did they tell you about that?
Oh, they said if I just work on it, that it wouldn't be a problem. And I got it stronger, and I was working on it, went to rehab every day. And in the spring game, I just fell on it outward and re-injured it a little worse. So I had to just go ahead and get the surgery then.
Where are you at in the rehab now? Is it healed?
Yes, it's fine now. I'm 100%. So, I mean, that was my whole goal, to come in many camps and go to the combine as strong as possible and show everybody that I was healthy.
When were you cleared?
Excuse me?
When were you cleared?
Oh, I was cleared maybe 4 months after my surgery.
So, James, do you consider yourself one of the biggest steals in the draft then?
I do. I'm a hard worker. I'm going to go in and give my all. I'm very confident in my ability. I'm going to prove to a lot of people that I'm healthy, that I can do a lot of things that whoever said I couldn't do, I'm going to show them that I can do it. I just can't wait to start working and do all I can to help the Green Bay Packers.
James, considering your stats say you're a very good pass catcher, how do you think you fit into the pro style offense?
I think I'll do fine. I was a quarterback at first, and you know I've been switched at many different things, so a lot of things was thrown at me. I learned fast. I catch on to a lot of things. So I mean, I'm just so anxious and grateful, you know, to be a Green Bay Packer, and I can't wait to start.
Can you take us through the process of changing from quarterback to corner and then to the running back spot?
It was different, you know, because I was learning all of the reads and everything as a quarterback, and then you get switched to a whole different mindset. It's not offensive based, and you gotta change, you know, the way you think of things, the way you attack different situations. But you know, it's very easy to, you know, get used to and not to adapt to it. For me, I'm an athlete, so I could do a lot of things. So I mean, I catch on fast, and you know, so it wasn't that hard for me.
What was the reasoning through going through the different positions? Numbers at the school or what?
I just was an athlete, and I think it was just, you know, coach needed me to use me at different positions at different times. So, you know, I'm a team player. Whatever I can do to help a team, that's what I do. That's all. That's how I've been since I was young. I always, you know, try to help a team and make them better. I'm always going to give my all, so I did whatever was asked.
Along those lines, what about returning in the NFL? Could you do any return work?
Yes, I've returned balls before. I was a kick returner also in high school, and I did some in college before I was switched to all-time running back. And so, I mean, I love returning. I love returning. I don't have no problem doing that.
Did you ever play cornerback, or did you just practice with him?
Excuse me?
Did you ever play cornerback in a game, or was that just in practice?
It was just in practice. I played free safety in high school, and I played a little in practice at UB, but I never at game situations in college at Free State.
James, why do you think you had so many injury problems in college?
Well, I really didn't have that many injury problems. All my injuries were my junior year. I was healthy throughout freshman year and sophomore year. I just had some freak accidents in my junior year that forced me to be out. But, I mean, I really don't get that many injuries. It was a shock to me also. But, you know, I work hard and I'm past those injuries, and I'm just anxious to go work.
James, why do you think, if you went to the combine, you performed pretty well, why do you think you lasted till the sixth round if teams knew you were healthy?
I just think, you know, they wanted to, you know, I think it probably would be a steal for them, you know. A lot of teams probably weren't confident in my injuries, you know. They probably thought, you know, that I'm a taller back or I just didn't fit their system. So, I mean, I'm grateful that the Green Bay Packers, you know, chose me, and I'm going to do my best to not let them down.
Why did you end up in Buffalo? Were you recruited much, or?
Excuse me?
Why did you end up at Buffalo? What was the recruiting process like for you?
Oh, I was being recruited by different schools. You know, a lot of schools were sending letters of interest to my coaches. I chose to go to UB because they weren't established, and I wanted to do something a little different than all my friends were doing. You know, everyone in West New York usually leaves and goes somewhere else to a bigger college, bigger school, because they wanted to have a tradition, but I sort of wanted to build a tradition, so I chose the other route from all my friends.
What type of a style of a runner are you?
I'd say I'm a mixed runner. I can catch out the backfield, a north-south guy. I have a lot of wiggle, though people don't usually see it a lot because I'm usually running downhill. But, you know, I can catch. I have speed, and I'm tall, but a lot of people, you know, mistake me as being, you know, sort of weak. But, I mean, after I'm playing in the game, you can tell that, you know, I have a lot more power than people expect. So, I mean, it's things that I obviously can work on, but I think I'm an all-around back.
James, can you talk about the style of football that's played in the MAC? Is it a running conference, or is it more wide open? What would you classify as?
I would say MAC is pretty mixed up. Usually, you know, we have the faster guys, I would say, or more slim guys. But I would say it's mixed up. You got a lot of talent in the MAC.
James, is there a mental hurdle that you'll have to overcome getting hit on the shoulder again, especially just as you're entering the NFL?
No, I'm gonna go in, and I'm gonna be the same James Starks that I was in college. I'm gonna dedicate myself to hard work. I'm gonna work as hard as I can. That was my whole thing, you know, while I was off, was to get my shoulder as strong as possible so I wouldn't even have to worry about a second thought running into person. So that was my whole thing, is sitting out just so I was 100% healthy and that I can go in and do what I need to do.
You think if it would have all turned out differently, you would have been a better QB than a running back?
Excuse me?
Do you think in another scenario, you would have been a better quarterback than a running back?
I feel that, you know, God put me in the right situation at the right time. So, I mean, I could have did both. But, I mean, the position that I was put in, I feel that, you know, Coach Turner put me in a great situation to be successful. So that's all I can ask for.
James, do you think you have enough quarterback skills left that maybe you could do a little wildcat?
Yes, I've done wildcat, and I can still throw. But, I mean, I'm used to the wildcat, and I've ran it a couple of times, so I definitely can do that.
Did you keep in touch with Turner at all about Green Bay and what this organization is all about?
Well, not yet, but I'm sure he's going to call me. I think we ran sort of the same system as Green Bay a little in the same terminology. So, I mean, he loved it there, so I'm sure I can do the same.
Do you keep in touch with Johnny Flynn much?
Excuse me?
Do you keep in touch with Johnny Flynn?
Yes, he's home right now. He's watching the draft. He called me saying congratulations now. He's a great inspiration to our family. So it's good to just have, you know, people in our family doing good things and showing our community that, you know, we have talent. And, you know, just working hard, you can do anything.
How mentally taxing was it to sit for the, you know, basically 3 days to get drafted after, you know, not playing this fall?
How mentally taxing was it for you to sit for these couple of days before getting drafted after having to sit out the 2009 season?
Well, I was being prepared for the worst. I mean, all you need is an opportunity. You know, that's what Coach Turner put in my head. It don't really matter where you're drafted. You know, as long as you get an opportunity and someone, you know, putting their trust in you, you go and make the best of it. So I'm happy with this opportunity that I have. I'm grateful. Just watching the draft, you know, it strengthens you to me. It just gives you a little motivation. So, I mean, I'm going to use it to my advantage. I'm going to go in there and at Green Bay and do the best that I can to be successful.